Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Thursday, the 14th of May 2026 at 9:13 Israel time, 6:13 UTC. Netanyahu reveals secret UAE visit as Trump Z meet in Beijing and Hezbollah attacks IDF. May 14th, 0613 UTC, 0913 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, Prime Minister Netanyahu's office confirmed a secret wartime visit to the UAE, which Abu Dhabi promptly denied, as President Trump met with Xi Jinping in Beijing amid tensions over Iran. Hezbollah launched multiple attacks on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, and IDF officers warned that Jewish terror accounts for up to 80% of incidents in the West Bank. Saudi Arabia reportedly struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq during the war. The Prime Minister's office says Netanyahu secretly visited the UAE during the Iran war, meeting President Mohammed bin Zayed on March 26 near the Oman border, calling it a historic breakthrough. The UAE Foreign Ministry denied the visit entirely, calling the claims unfounded. Meanwhile, Trump and Xi met in Beijing for a two-day summit covering trade, technology, Taiwan, and the Iran conflict. Both leaders expressed optimism, with Xi calling for partnership and Trump describing relations as better than ever before. On the northern front, Hezbollah planned three separate attacks on Israeli troops, including an anti-tank guided missile, mortars, and loitering drones. The IDF confirmed the fire and reported no injuries. Now, turning to the regional sections. In Iran, a drone strike hit an Iranian opposition camp north of Erbil, Iraq, targeting an arms and ammunition depot. No fatalities were reported. Foreign Minister Abbas Araki protested Kuwait's detention of Iranian nationals, warning Tehran reserves the right to respond. Strait of Hormuz traffic has collapsed to 2% of pre-war levels, roughly 0.6 tankers per day, with Brent crude backwardation at plus $1.90 signaling structural scarcity. And US Vice President J.D. Vance said progress is being made in Iran negotiations. In Lebanon, beyond the Hezbollah attacks already noted, Israeli warplanes struck Arab Salem, killing or wounding 12 people, including children and women, according to Al-Manar. Additional strikes hit Yomar al-Shakif and the Beirut Sidon Highway. The deputy commander of the Sabr Battalion said the Hezbollah drone threat is manageable and exaggerated beyond proportion. In Gaza, Israeli artillery shelled eastern areas of Khan Yunis City. Israeli forces detonated residential buildings in eastern Gaza City. And Board of Peace envoy Nikolay Mladenov said Hamas is tightening its grip, taxing residents with nothing left. A disarmament plan would have Hamas hand weapons to a technocratic government, not Israel. In the West Bank, IDF Central Command officers told Prime Minister Netanyahu that up to 80% of incidents they address are Jewish attacks on Palestinians. The officer said the need to combat Jewish terror has forced them to cut back on arrests of Palestinian terror suspects. A bus sustained heavy damage from stone throwing near Hizma, no injuries. Israeli forces abducted and blindfolded former Palestinian detainee Dr. Ghanem Arzayakat from Tafur, west of Hebron. And an IDF soldier was sentenced to 30 days in military jail after the chief of staff encountered him wearing a non-military Messiah patch during a tour in Samaria. His company and battalion commanders were also penalized. On the multilateral track, the Trump XI summit dominated. Secretary of State Marco Rubio conditioned semiconductor export controls on China enforcing secondary Iran sanctions. The US and China agreed no country should be allowed to exact shipping tolls in the Strait of Hormuz. BRICS foreign ministers convened in India ahead of the September 2026 summit with the Iran war, a key topic. The US Senate rejected a Democratic proposal to block President Trump from attacking Iran, voting 50-49. And the Dominican Republic designated the IRGC and Hezbollah as terrorist organizations under the Inter-American Convention Against Terrorism. Moving to the analysis, first, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity in the Iran-Israel theater is flattening, with Hezbollah attacks becoming routine and largely ineffective, while diplomatic maneuvering intensifies. Over the trailing 7 days, the protagonist set has shifted from direct Iran-Israel exchanges to a broader regional proxy and diplomatic landscape, with Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and China now central. The IDF's downplaying of the Hezbollah drone threat and the lack of Israeli casualties indicate a de-escalatory trend on the Lebanon front, even as West Bank violence reveals a different internal pressure point. On the information environment, two competing framings dominate. The US-Israel camp pushes a narrative of diplomatic progress and regional realignment, while Iran and its proxies emphasize continued resistance and victimhood. The Netanyahu-UAE visit denial creates a gap between Israeli claims and Emirati public posture, suggesting Abu Dhabi is managing domestic and regional perceptions carefully. The IDF's admission that Jewish terror accounts for 80% of West Bank incidents is a rare self-critical framing that undercuts the official Israeli narrative, but it is being largely ignored in international coverage focused on the Beijing summit and the synthesis. The confirmation and immediate denial of Netanyahu's UAE visit is not merely a diplomatic spat, but a signal of a deepening, though still deniable, Arab-Israeli security alignment against Iran that is outpacing public normalization. The visit's timing during active war and its location near the Oman border suggest coordination on Iran's southern flank, possibly linked to the reported Saudi and Kuwaiti strikes on Iraqi militias. A counter-reading is that the UAE denial reflects genuine anger at Israel for leaking the visit. However, the UAE's pattern of quiet cooperation and the specific operational details make a coordinated leak more likely, intended to signal to Tehran the breadth of the anti-Iran coalition while giving Abu Dhabi plausible deniability. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for UAE registered private jet movements between Abu Dhabi and Tel Aviv on March 26 to verify the reported Netanyahu visit. Review Sentinel 1 SAR imagery over southern Lebanon for evidence of new IDF vehicle positions or strike damage near Hula and Al-Qiyam. And monitor the Sabarine News Telegram channel for any claims or imagery related to the drone strike on the Iranian opposition camp near Erbil. Looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will announce the completion of its current raid cycle in southern Lebanon without a major escalation in ground operations. Before the end of the Trump XI summit, the US and China will issue a joint statement on Iran that includes a call for de-escalation and a commitment to freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the end of the week, with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange before May 18. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, with low confidence, within 72 hours, Iran will conduct a medium-range ballistic missile test as a show of force during the BRICS foreign ministers' meeting, prompting a US naval repositioning in the Arabian Sea. Hezbollah will successfully strike an IDF Merkava tank with a loitering munition in the next 48 hours, causing casualties and triggering a significant Israeli retaliatory strike on Beirut's southern suburbs. And Saudi Arabia will publicly acknowledge its covert strikes on Iran-backed militias in Iraq within the next week, leading to a formal Iranian diplomatic protest and a spike in regional tensions. That concludes this sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.